Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Letford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning. Good morning. I sure am glad to be here again with y'all this fine Mother's Day Sunday morning. Amen. Amen. I hope everybody's well and happy and looking forward to going to church. I tell you, I think this today and Easter is probably the two biggest days of the year where people go to church, where,
yes,
where you know, the sons and daughters and stuff that don't usually go to church, they'll go to church with mama today. So praise the Lord. I'm glad. I hope that those ones that don't go very much get to hear something today that'll bless them and help them along this way in this life.
That's before, right.
Before we get going this morning, I do want to go to the Lord in prayer. God, I just thank you for everything. God, I thank you for what you do for us, what you are, God, and what you've done for us already, God, and what you did on that cross for us, God. I just pray that you would help and, Lord, that you would bless today and that you would visit hearts today, God. Oh, Lord, that you would just have your way here on the air today, God. Oh, Lord, that you would just give something out to someone that's been asking or wondering or needing or just needing encouragement, Lord. Knowledge or wisdom, God, I just pray, Lord, that you would just help us today. God, please, please watch over us. We thank you for all that you've done. And,
yes,
Lord, I give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, I want to read from Proverbs today, Proverbs 31. It should be a familiar scripture. Anybody that's a Bible reader, you ought to know right off what Proverbs 31 is. Proverbs 31, we're going to start with the 10th verse. It says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doeth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth forth food from afar. She arise also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion unto her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it, and the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengthen her arms.
Mm-hmm.
She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hand to the spindle, and her hands hold the staff. She strengthen out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself clothing of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also and her, praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excelleth them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." You know, that's what I've got is a virtuous woman. I thank the Lord for that. But I just wanted to mention and, you know, tell all these mothers, happy Mother's Day. And I hope that you're having a good one. And I hope that, you're getting to be able to spend time with your children. Amen. I this is a blessing. A mother is a blessing. A mother is a something special that nobody can take the place of a mother. You know, I mean, there's just so many different things out there, but nobody can take the place of a mother, you know, to, I just remember when I was small and what mother would do to console us or to help us or, you know, just when we were sick or not just when we were sick, but at all times. I mean, a mother, there's a lot to a mother between a mother and a child, but not only, as we read, not only between a mother and a child, but a mother and, you know, a husband. I mean, you know, my wife, I call her mama all the time because she mothers me. I mean, she takes care of me, and I think we do that vice versa.
Yes,
but, you know, the church is a mother. Is
That's
a mother.
Right.
And in that, that a child ought to be born, ought to be conceived, and to be born out of the church. So,
yes.
You know, if the church is doing right and the mother, and so that means that we're all a part of being, you know, mothering, that we should. That
right.
The church, that we should live a way that it would be pleasing the Lord, but for others to be able to have that example, that they can be born again, that they can be not born of the world, but born of God, that they can come out of the church, amen, and be Christians and go on to help others along
right.
the way. I mean, you know, mothers, they have children, and then their children have children, and their children have children, and that's the way it ought to be with the church instead of it going backwards. You know, I just think about mothers. There's mothers that are there. There's, I reckon, there, well, there is some that's mothers and some that have tried to be mothers and weren't able to because, you know, they might have a barren womb or, you know, something like that, might have had a miscarriage or whatever, and you know, just really love and desire to have a child and are not. But we ought to all desire to help one another and to have, you know, where children would be born out of the church where, you know, I mean, they may be 70 years old, but nevertheless,
That's
you
right.
know what I'm saying, that
children
they'd have a part of
mm-hmm.
them being born, you know, out of the church.
Right.
And have a part in that. And, you know, I think about our children and how that we love our children. Oh, we love our children. We love for them to be around.
Yes.
And not this weekend, but the weekend past, we had all of our children together. And it was just a blessing. And I love them. And we had things we had to do. And we did those things. And not only did we do those things, but we got these grown youngins. I'm telling you. Grown youngins, but I have one that's smaller and younger, and they all got out there like they was all youngins.
Yes, they did.
And played and done with one another. And I tell you what, there was nothing that would make my heart feel any happier or any more joy than I seen all those children doing what they were doing, not
That's
in
right.
sin, not in anything evil or ugly, but that they could enjoy and be children.
That's right.
You know, that's the way our Father thinks, you know, of us. It's you know, it's his good pleasure to give unto his children.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, he I'm sure that he is like rejoicing when we come together in his name and we are you know, listening to him and
right.
obeying him and others that may not be, you know, born in the family yet or might not, you know, have been adopted yet.
Right.
That they're wanting to be, that they see that they see the love that, that our parents, you know, God the Father and the church has towards his children. Amen. Mm-hmm. And that they want to be. Hadn't you ever seen a child that didn't have, you know, maybe the best parents or didn't have really any parents or anything? And you could just see the desire that they wanted to have those parents. And, you know, I think that's the important thing today. And I want those that want that so much. I want them to be adopted in the family of God.
Yes.
Amen. And for them to have a new life, have a new outlook on life, to have a smile on their face.
Right.
And knowing that when they leave here, you know, I mean, we can cry, have a father here, but knowing when we leave here, we got a heaven to gain. Amen.
Right.
But, you know, we have so, I'll say this, and we have so many churches out there, and, you know, we have, and I don't mean this to down anybody whatsoever, but we have a lot of women out there that has given birth, but is not really mothers, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm not saying, you know, hey, some that's given up for adoption because maybe they wasn't able to
sometimes
to
do
that, and yeah, it is, and we're not talking about that. I'm talking about there's some women out there that's give birth into a child and had a child, but is not being a mother, you know, has got other things on her mind or herself or whatever,
right?
And she is a woman, and she is, you know, naturally a mother, but not being really a mother. And that's the way that a lot of the church world is today, is there's a lot of churches out there, a lot of people that call, you know, claim and Christianity and all that, but they have miscarrying wombs. Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying is they you know, the church never really gets anybody out to really being saved. You know, people have fellowship one with another. I mean, and all this, and they have these events and all the stuff they do. But do they really have church? Do they really have a relationship with God?
Well, it's just like in nature, you see how a chicken will sit a nest of duck eggs, or, you know, a cat will adopt possums and nurse possums. We don't have to be natural mothers in the physical sense to mother people and to mother babes in the Lord. And I think that's what you're talking about. Giving birth, I guess, makes you a biological mother. But I know a lot of women that didn't give birth, or that weren't in a place where they could care for their children, or weren't able to keep their children because of different circumstances, whether it was the child didn't survive or the mother wasn't in a position where she could care for the child. But they're mothers because they mother people that need mothering. And, you know, just like you were talking about with the church, if somebody comes in the church, it comes in the doors. I don't mean necessarily even if they're born into the church, but when somebody walks through the church doors, it's our responsibility to love them, you know, to extend a hand to them, to make them feel welcome. And that's mothering. Just like you were talking about when you're a child and you fall down or you need consoling or something, there is a lot of brokenness, and these people need people that love them.
Amen.
They need a kind hand. They need a, you know, I understand if you don't want to hug just everybody, but you can reach out and pat anybody on the arm, you know, or look at them with kindness and say, hey, I'm really glad you're here. What's your name? You know, don't wave across the church. I guess that's okay, but you know, understand what I'm saying. Or maybe it's a teenager. Maybe it's a teenager that's in trouble that nobody wants to be around. You know, love them. Mother them. It makes a difference. And all the years that I spent in school and, you know, education, I can't tell you how many times I've gotten a phone call in the middle of the night because somebody needed something, or somebody needed a haircut and couldn't afford it, or somebody forgot their lunch. So, you know, I'd run down and get them something for lunch. And I'm not trying to say anything about me. I'm saying that's mothering and loving people the way God loves us. And so you are extending the love of Christ in a mothering type way.
Amen. We can do that through the church.
Yes. Anytime, if you see somebody sitting by themselves and you're having a meal and somebody's sitting by themselves, don't be selfish. Go sit with them and love them. That's mothering them. That's showing them the love of God. That's what he did. He left all the splendor of heaven and came here for people that hated him.
Amen. And, I'm looking at my wife now. I tell you what, I love her so much because I know she don't want to be lifted up or nothing, but I'm going to have to give her flowers because she loves children. It doesn't matter who they are, what color, shape, size, or where they come from or anything else. She loves children and she stands in the gap for those children. And I can tell you, we have children come over our house all the time and some that spend a night and all that. And she's going to mother them. Whatever it is, she's going to mother them. She takes interest in them, you know, not just, hey, here's a package of chips and a hot dog or something. I mean, she'll fix or do for them, but want to know how their well-being is. And we have some that, you know, come stay with us that, doesn't have the best family situation, and we've had youngins that said, you know, I wish you were our parents, or that I would come live with you in a minute if I could, and all,
but we don't have anything special.
No, we don't have nothing special, but you know, the church, if we've got love, we've got everything.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And if you got love, I mean, God is love. Amen. And that's the way that the church ought to be towards those out there in the world that are without, that we ought to care. I mean, would y'all go by a child that you knew was hungry and wouldn't do anything? I mean, that's where we need to pour out our heart. I mean, they may be adult youngins, but you know what I'm saying?
And the thing is, there's so much hunger. This world is without natural affection.
Yes.
And, I mean, like you said, how could you go by somebody that you knew was hungry and you didn't share with them? But so many people are hungry. Maybe they're not physically hungry. I know there are people that are not food secure that are physically hungry. But today I'm talking about an emotional hunger. They just want to be loved. And, you know, I know there are a lot of mothers today that maybe have lost a child, or maybe they chose to have an abortion. You know, maybe they had to give their child up, or maybe they lost their child because of addiction or because of circumstance they couldn't control. I know that's very painful, but there is so much opportunity to love and to be that motherly figure to so many people. I mean, just in the last 18 months, we've had a grown man, 30 years old, who lost his mom, that came into our life, that the Lord allowed to come in. And we've taken him as our own. 30. He doesn't need us. Well, I know, but I'm just saying, he doesn't need us necessarily, but he needs us emotionally, and we need him. He's, you know, he's a blessing.
Yes, amen.
And we love him, and if he called, we're there. I mean, that's just the way it is. There's so much of that if you don't have a natural child, there it's available. You be a big sister to somebody,
right?
You know, yeah, you find natural, some child you in your church or in your community that needs somebody. You go to a local school; those teachers, they know the ones that need it. They know,
yes, they do.
And you don't even have to give your name. You leave a little note, a little matchbox car, a little My Little Pony. You know, you're talking about a dollar. Just, I love you and I'm praying for you. You don't know what that could do for somebody. And then you transfer that into the church. You know, like I said, somebody, you put a hand on a shoulder and say, hey, I'm praying for you. You know, I'm pulling for you. I believe in you.
Amen.
They may never have heard that before.
And how many do you think that you might turn from hell? Or
that's
even
right.
a life of criminal activity, but not trying to get away so much. I mean, we're looking at the natural, but to look at the spiritual, that virtuous woman, you know, and as I read in the Bible, just how virtuous that she is. I mean, it's hard to find. And it says her, you know, her price is far above rubies and all that. That's the way that the church ought to be to
yes.
the world. That's the way it ought to be, that it's so valuable. And, you know, now today it's just like, oh, well, you know, if we had tragedy, we go and pull on emergency brake. But
that's our 911 call.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I just think, you know, there's suffering also in mothering.
Yeah.
There's suffering, there's pain and all that in mother, and I mean, not besides just, you know, born in a child, you know, or however you say it, the birth of a child, but you know, raising that child.
Yeah.
And I know that just like my little boy, he went through a surgery when he was a little boy. He went through a surgery and I can tell you that he wanted the comfort of dad right then.
That's right.
And my back was hurting so bad I couldn't even hardly stand up. But to get that little boy to eat, I walked him around and walked him around in pain.
Mm-hmm.
In pain.
That's right.
But that's what mothers do. I remember it's been years and years ago, this mother, the child was under the car.
Yes.
And she picked up the car.
That's right.
And got it off the child. Now, she wasn't no weightlifter.
No, she's just a little woman.
Yes, and that's a mother's love, and everybody talk about the adrenaline and all that stuff, but that's a mother's going to give herself for the child, and that's the way that the church ought to be.
That's right.
Is that they sacrifice, and when I say sacrifice, I mean, you know, it might be something you plan to do, something you wanted to do, or whatever, and that it's come up to you that you can help somebody,
mm-hmm.
that you can help somebody and lead them to the Lord, and that you could just help them in a natural way, just to be a light around them,
mm-hmm.
and it was something that you would put off. But let me tell you something, anything that you do for God, anything that you set aside and do for God, let me tell you something, he will richly bless
richly.
It. He will richly bless it. And you know what? When these children can rise up and say, you know, call their mama blessed, you know, that's something else. And when you know, we're not out to make a name or anything else or nothing like that. We're not concerned whatsoever about that. Matter of fact, I forgot to introduce us. But anyway, we're Tommy and Carol. But to be remembered after you're gone, to you know, people say, well, you know, those are you know, really good people, and they showed us the way. They were really lights. And I have a, you know, my mother's gone. My mother's gone. She's been gone for a few years, and I miss her and love her and all that. But I had a mother also, a spiritual mother in the Lord, and she's also gone, and I was so close to her, and I can tell you that I could call at 3 o'clock in the morning their house and talk to them, and they would pray with you.
That's right.
They would cry with you. They would, they were just good parents in the Lord, and I thought so much of her. And, you know, I moved away from where I got saved, and I would go back and forth over there. And the Lord would let her know sometimes when I was coming over, and I just loved her pork and rice. And she said, if I thought you was even coming, she'd fix that pork and rice for me, you know. But I miss her. And but I'm looking to see her again one day. But we need to be that virtuous church that people can say that they're blessed to be there and see the workings and the miracles and the things of God in that church, in that mother. We don't need to just do it partly, but we need to go all the way with this thing.
Yeah, and the opportunities are there. You know, you don't have to go far to find somebody that needs loving. And I know that a lot of that is the natural, but if you love somebody or if you love souls, that love, just like that love what allowed that woman to pick that car up, that love for you is what allowed your spiritual mother to get up and answer the phone and pray with you, you know, and do those extra things for you to let you know that you're special to her and that you mattered. And, you know, we all want to matter. Nobody wants to just exist, you know, and go through life and think, you know, well, if I leave, nobody's going to miss me. Everybody wants to matter.
Well, you know, if we have children, if they act up, if they do ugly and all that stuff, you know, we may not like it, but we don't, you know, we don't just throw them away.
If you love them.
Right. You don't just throw them away. You know, you try to help them and encourage them and
love
nurse
them through their crazy.
And, you know, it's well, this is what the Bible says. It talks about Jesus said, "How many times would I have gathered you together like a hen to her brood, and you would not?" Now he talked about. He said those that garnish the sepulchres of you know the prophets and all that, they did all this, but then they supposed to have been all righteous or holy or whatever. And he said, you did all that, but then he said, you that killeth and stoneth the prophets.
Yeah.
You know, he said, but how many times would I gather you together? And I'm so glad that he didn't give up on me.
Amen.
And he, you know, somebody, I'm not a Jew by nature. I wasn't born over there in the Middle East. I, you know, none of that, but he still come unto me and he loved me and he gathered me together. And I believe, and I have seen, you know, like chickens or whatever, and they take care of other chickens, you know, little chicks or whatever, and turkeys. I've seen turkeys' mothers, you know, they watching over the whole pile together and all that. But I remember as Brother B.B. Barwick preached one time about how that he had seen where there was a fire, I don't know, fire, whatever, a fire that was burning there. And they were looking around and all, and they seen something that looked, you know, really abnormal and went over there and they kicked it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was something that was burned, and it was a hen. It was a mother hen that was burned, and she had spread her wings around those chicks. Can you imagine the pain and everything she went through and the heat? I mean, how can anybody stand still?
Yeah, there was burned alive to save her babies.
You know, they talk about people with you know, chickens and all this and how they're scared of this. Let me tell you something. I've seen a mother hen with those chicks, and that's a different situation. But she had spread her wings over those baby chicks, had suffered that fire, and it had burned her to death for her to save those little old chicks. Ain't that something else? You know, I hope everybody has a wonderful Mother's Day today. I hope something's been said. I know it ain't on no fire message this morning. But I tell you what, love your mama. If you can't be with her, if you're in another state from where she's at or just physically can't be with her in some way, you get a hold of her. Not just tell her that you love her, but just tell her how much she means to you. And this is Brother Tommy and Sister Carol. God bless you.